Death Threat, White Powder Mailed to Manhattan DA's Office Amid Trump Probe. By Nick Gilbertson on March 24, 2023. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office received a package containing a death threat and white powder that was found on Friday as prosecutors continue their probe into former President Donald Trump, per reports. An anonymous law enforcement source told Fox News that the package, sent through the U.S. Postal Service and discovered around noon, read, "Alvin, I'll kill you." The powder was determined to be non-hazardous, officials told the outlet. Insider quoted a spokesperson with the office as saying, "The DA has informed the office that it was immediately contained and that the NYPD Emergency Service Unit and the NYC Department of Environmental Protection determined there was no dangerous substance." Also citing law enforcement sources, NBC News reported that the letter was postmarked on Tuesday with indicators that it originated from Orlando, Florida. "The offices were not evacuated, and no one was harmed. I know it hasn't been easy," Bragg wrote in an email to employees after the incident, highlighting press attention and security around our office. "We will continue to apply the law evenly and fairly," he wrote. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and the New York City Police Department are heading up the probe into the package, per NBC News. Last weekend, former President Trump announced that he expected to be arrested this week based on illegal leaks from Bragg's office, which he blasted as corrupt and highly political. The case surrounds alleged hush money payments Trump allegedly made to porn star Stormy Daniels in 2016 when he was a presidential candidate. Many have been highly critical of the potential indictment and the case's legal standing, including fellow Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, who said it would be a national disaster. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley called the potential case legally pathetic in an opinion article for The Hill last week, pointing out that federal prosecutors opted not to pursue the charges, and neither did Manhattan prosecutors under Bragg's predecessor. Bragg is struggling to twist state laws to effectively prosecute a federal case long ago rejected by the Justice Department against Trump over his payment of hush money to former stripper Stormy Daniels. In 2018, yes, that is how long this theory has been around. I wrote how difficult such a federal case would be under existing election laws. Now, 6 years later, the same theory may be shoehorned into a state claim. Turley also called on Trump to cool his rhetoric. On Thursday, the 45th president called Bragg a Soros-backed animal and asserted that Bragg knows he is 100% innocent.